HeidiTown.com, Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown Mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for entertaining information on Colorado festivals and travel. Happy New Year! 2014 is here, and I can hardly believe it. We still don't have flying cars or transporter machines, which is too bad, because both things would be really handy in my life. I've put a lot of miles on my car in 2013, and you can learn about the top 10 highlights of my year on HeidiTown.com right now. It was a pretty spectacular 12 months here at HeidiTown. I went ice climbing, dog sledding, zip lining, and ice fishing, just to name a few. My hope is that you will use my list to create your 2014 Colorado bucket list. Just before Christmas, we spent 3 days in Grand Lake. While there, I learned a little fact about the lake itself. Grand Lake is Colorado's largest and deepest natural lake, situated 8,437 feet above sea level. At its deepest, it is 265 feet deep. And some huge lake trout can be caught in this lake. We went ice fishing with Rocky Mountain Outfitters while we were in town, and I will be writing all about it at HeidiTown.com. And while we didn't catch any 50-pound lake trout, we did manage to catch a few beautiful rainbow trout. Check out HeidiTown's Facebook page for all the Instagram photos from this trip, and keep an eye on HeidiTown.com for the write-up about our new adventures in Grand Lake, Colorado. Next week, I'm off to Breckenridge to judge the Uhlerfest Parade on January 9th. That's a Thursday night, but it's totally worth taking off a little early next week to witness this one-of-a-kind parade. Immediately prior to the parade, Breckenridge Distillery will attempt to break last year's Uhlerfest shot ski record. So keep an eye on BreckenridgeDistillery.com to find out how you can be part of making history. While we're in town, the USSA Olympic Selection Event will occur at Breckenridge Resort, and we've been invited to watch this take place. There's also all sorts of crazy events that occur around Uhlerfest, an event I've written about several times on HeidiTown.com. So come up to Breckenridge and join in the wild and crazy fun. As a reminder, you are listening to the HeidiTown segment on KRFC 88.9 FM in Fort Collins, Colorado. January is when all the Colorado mountain towns' winter festivals start taking place. While Uhler is one of the first ones, it certainly isn't the last. And, well, the Estes Park Winter Festival, a personal favorite, isn't occurring this January due to the construction of a new multi-purpose event center at the Stanley Fairgrounds. Other things are happening this winter in Estes Park. In fact, on January 17th through the 20th, you can participate in the Whiskey Warm-Up Weekend. There are family activities planned around the ice rink during the day, and on Saturday the 18th, a whiskey tasting event and celebration will take place at Riverside Plaza from 1 to 4 p.m. Guests can taste a variety of Colorado whiskeys at this event. Go to visitestespark.com for more details. Don't forget, it's First Friday across Colorado this weekend, including right here in Fort Collins. Combine your night out with a stop at the Fort Collins Art Museum, currently exhibiting Andy Warhol prints from the Cochrane Collection. Fans of Warhol will not want to miss this show that runs through March 16th. For more information on what's happening around Colorado this January, join me on HeidiTown's Facebook page at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com, on FB, on Google+, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Happy, happy New Year, and I'll see you back here in a couple weeks. Until then, I hope to see you at a festival real soon. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.